Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Terry Bradshaw was talking about having a phone call with Andy Reid. I don't know what the hell happened.
Everyone's just groaning back here. I love this.
This was hard.
It's because we like Terry.
But the thing that I would worry about more so in Washington is the other day I text Andy Reid and I got a text back. And I thought it was Andy Reid, but it's some guy selling pigs. But I sounded good. I should have told y'all that, so y'all would have thought I actually talked to Andy Reid, but I didn't.
He meant to text Andy Reid, and he texted his pig dealer instead.
No, but
who has it? Who among us has not?
Oh, man, I don't eat pork. Are you Jewish? No, I ain't Jewish. I just don't dig on swine, that's all.
Why not?
Pigs are filthy animals. I don't eat filthy animals.
Yeah, but bacon tastes good. Pork chops taste good.
Hey, sewer rat may taste like pumpkin pie, but I'd never know because I wouldn't eat the filter.
What do you think that pig dealer said to him when he thought it was Andy Reid?
Never trust a man who has a pig farm.
Yeah. How much do pigs go for? If I wanted a quarter pound of pigs, I guess that's not enough.
Because...
gotta make it higher.
They'll eat anything.
They will go through bone like butter. You need at least 16 pigs to finish the job in one sitting, so be wary of any man who keeps a pig farm. They will go through a body that weighs 200 pounds in about 8 minutes. That means that a single pig can consume 2 pounds of uncooked flesh every minute. Hence the expression, as greedy as a pig.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. Man, do we have something planned for you. Full boat show for us today. The whole crew is in the house. Alex is here. Tanny is here. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello, wide awake after 18 innings of ball. It was like a badge of honor who was able to stick around and who was not. I understand how that goes with it. The sleep timer, that's a good move. I understand. When the sleep timer tells you it's time to go to bed.
And I was pushing it anyway. Like, my bedtime is 10:45. And I was like, I want to watch some more of this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let me put the sleep timer on.
I understand.
And I was like, the TV went off speeds. I was like, you know what? Yeah.
Hell of a sports night. I think the Equinox lived up to the billing, the one night of the year where you get all those activities. Pat Mahomes out there doing Pat Mahomes things. And there's all kinds of other stuff that we'll get to today.
He's pretty special.
Oh, boy.
He's pretty special.
Still the best quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah. There's a lot of guys that are coming close.
I know.
But he's still.
Game on a string.
His great is still ahead of everyone else.
Totally agree. His ability to make plays happen, and now he's got a pretty damn good arsenal of skill guys too.
We were joking in the group chat, not us, but my other group chat, where
I liked ours
has been good lately. You know, it's been nice, it's been active, not good enough for Lawrence.
It's all people that we know and love. It's mm-hmm. Campy, Herbie, and Tony. And Tony was like,
I'm not in that one.
You're not, very much not.
Yeah.
Tony goes,
I have chats that you're not.
Goes, Kelsey's done.
All your awake woke friends. Yeah. You're watching baseball.
Yeah, stay woke is what I say to all my baseball friends.
Woke being the operative word. Get that third eye going so that you know what's going on in this
stay
world.
Woke.
It's a very important thing. Mm-hmm. But he's like, oh, Kelsey's done. And I was like,
oh,
Tony.
No. Do you know how many times we have announced Travis Kelce done and then he does enough to be a huge part of a deep playoff run?
He was great last
night. Great. Phenomenal.
And he was great on one of those plays where Patrick was like, hi, defender, I might run.
Yeah.
And the defender's like, okay, I'm going to come and sack you. He's like, oh, I just threw it to Kelce.
Is it unfair to think about Caleb when you watch Patrick Mahomes have the game on a string in the red zone? When you watch him extend in the pocket and just kind of bait some defenders in the conflict position to come towards him as Kareem Hunt leaks out the back and then it's the easiest touchdown. And I'm like, no, that's what the quarterback is supposed to do with these opportunities. Like, that's what Josh Allen does in the red zone. It's
Lamar.
It's what Lamar does. It's what Jalen Hurts does. He might just run for it. But if not, he'll try to do that. I mean, that's the gig these days in the NFL, and the Bears are 26th in the red zone.
That's the beauty of where the game has gotten to, where your quarterback can be an active participant in drawing the defense towards you. Whereas before, like, you kind of knew where the quarterback was. He's over there in the pocket.
Yeah.
But you can get a guy outside, and if he's talented enough, he can make the defender make a choice and put the defender in conflict.
It's so funny, like, to think about, like, when we were growing up and even before us, there'd be, like, occasionally teams would have, you know what, that guy, he's sort of like a quarterback. He can do the mobile stuff. Why don't we use him on the goal line? Mm-hmm. Ray Lucas was the guy Parcells used to use. Or whoever it was, like, well, let's let him do it. Now your starter has to have that skill set.
He's got to have a little bit of that. He doesn't have to, like, because it's hard to find that combination.
Doesn't have to be Lamar. Right.
Right. But even if you've got a little bit of that.
Aaron Rodgers did it for decades.
Aaron Rodgers, in the first 8 years of his playing career, one of the more athletic guys playing the position, and he was really good at doing that. Then there's the other guys where their athleticism is not the same, but their awareness, like Peyton Manning's pocket athleticism, is underappreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Him being able to just, I'm going to move two steps to the left, and then I'm going to be able to throw this ball. Same thing with Drew Brees. It's not athleticism, really, like in the common sense way that we think about it,
right?
But it's like spatial awareness and timing,
and that's what you need to be top notch. And when you've got that top notch along with the athleticism, woo,
you get Patrick Mahomes.
Yes, you do. So it's like tough day for Bears fans yesterday to process that thing. Conversations ongoing. There's some Caleb defenders that have stepped up and created some conversations. There's some people writing with different forms of copium. And then there's our guy, Alex Kuhn, who is finding some solace in tape breakdowns. From who? From who, Alex? From noted tape breaker downers out there? Like,
yeah, I mean, I love our guy, JT O'Sullivan.
He's great.
He does a great job. And also, Ben Johnson on Monday. I find myself being sobered up a little bit after the whiplash of a loss and hearing national media members, certain national media members 3 days ago say, oh, this looks like it's going to work out between Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams. And then on Sunday, well, actually, I don't think he's going to be good ever. So
yeah, stop listening to Coward. That's
good call on that one. So, but I'm feeling all of that. I need to know what the tape says, and I want to know what the coach's interpretation of the tape is. And like, I felt like the most frustrating thing last year was hearing the coach after the game say, oh, well, no, those 15 yards in DC, they didn't matter at all at the end of the game. Or, no, I felt good about not moving the ball over to Cairo Santos, correct hash mark. Or, we didn't need to take a timeout at the end of the Detroit game. So I know it's a low bar, but I find myself after Monday and listening to Ben Johnson feeling like, okay, well, this is exactly where this team is at, and we'll see what it looks like next week, like on to Cincinnati.
So here's the thing. Part of the head coach's job is to do exactly that. He talks five times a week, not just to like give the media what they want, but as the face of the franchise to let you know, theoretically, that things are headed in the right direction. That's working for Alex.
What I really like about Ben Johnson, there's a lot to like about him as a head coach so far, but what I really like in the role that we have, not just like a Bears fan writ large, but in the role that we have, he's not lying to us when he's like, I would like to watch the tape on that, and then I'll have a better answer for you. Most people, most coaches that we've dealt with use that as a get-out-of-jail-free card. They use it as, I'm going to completely ignore this very important question and act like I'm going to pay attention to it. And then the next time that you see me, I'm going to say that we're on to the next game and we're not thinking about the last game. What Ben Johnson does really well and through us to the fan is going, yeah, I'm actually watching this stuff again and I'll tell you the truth about what it is that I saw. Now, we can disagree on what he's telling us, but I appreciate so much that he will actually follow through with, I watched the game, I watched the tape, here's the answer to your question.
So you're talking about, and I hear you, Lawrence, so and what's working for you, Alex, then, is the Monday address. After he's had a chance, he does post game, then he goes and watches it, then he comes back and he gives you perspective. So you've been putting some stock in that, and that's been helping you.
Yeah, and like answers like these, where you want to know where the quarterback is with the line of scrimmage and what's going on with some of these penalties, and he's asked about the sense of urgency, and he says this.
Well, I think the good news is this, is we're not getting flagged for delay of game penalties. And so from that regard, I do think our guys are doing a good job getting the communication out and getting it going. Is it as fast as we would like to? No, it's not. And I think that a lot of that has to do with comfort and time on task. You know, we had a lot of onus on making sure we're all targeted properly and we're all on the same page. And so the communication aspect is huge for us. And so I do think the more ball we play, the more we hear the same stuff, the more we do the same things, the faster our tempo is going to be in and out of the huddle and on the line of scrimmage as well. So I'd be more concerned if we were getting flagged for not getting the ball off fast enough. But I can't say I'm completely surprised with us, you know, taking a little bit longer at the line of scrimmage right now.
Now, the delay of game penalties were an issue. And now they're not. So he's answering your question. Would you like the offense to be a little bit further along than it is? Absolutely. But he's telling you, like, yeah, this is where it is. We're not getting delay of game penalties anymore.
I mean, that doesn't necessarily make me feel better, Alex.
No, I'm not saying that it makes you feel better. I'm saying it tells you exactly where we're at. Sorry.
It does feel like a low bar where it's like, hey, we're getting out of the huddle.
Getting in the huddle. You see that?
We are getting out of the huddle.
We are coming out of the tunnel before the coin toss.
What we did is we snapped the ball. Do you guys remember that? Totally got that snap. Last week,
guy held on to it.
Yeah.
Remember that? Twice.
Yeah, no, I actually do remember that.
You do. You remember that. Well, I mean, look, whatever it takes, man. Whatever it takes. I like that Ben is a calming influence on you. And I think that Lawrence is right that the way that Ben talks about it, and he makes himself accountable too, saying the quarterback sneak was bad. You know,
he had some issues with what he did on the goal line.
Good. Good. So I get it. It's just copium comes in many flavors.
It does?
It does. One of them is listening to the head coach and being calmed. And Alex is having some of that. And I'm not dismissing your copium.
It sounds like you're dismissing it.
Is that Cope classic?
That's classic Cope. That's right. Well, they took it away for a while. We haven't added it in this town. They changed the formula.
That's right.
They gave us new Cope, which is, whew, man, that didn't work out well. So classic Cope is back. But like, there's a...
with real sugar.
There's a long article on ESPN from Ben Solak, who uses various advanced metrics to dissect quarterback play. And he talks about Caleb's year and Ben's plan. And I think it's a good read. And it might help some people today. it didn't help me a ton, but I'm open. He gets to the end of it, though, and he says that the comp, the hopeful comp.
Okay.
Tanny, would you like to take a guess? What's the hopeful comp as to Caleb's development paths? Somebody who struggled young in his career, but then evolved a little bit. Would you like to guess?
Why me? Was this one of my guys here?
Came up yesterday.
Baker Mayfield.
No, Josh Allen. Yeah, it's Josh Allen.
Okay.
That's the hopeful comp.
I thought
comp.
It was going to be someone not as good. So that's good.
No,
I like
so
that.
It's Josh Allen. It was clearly physically capable.
It's just that when things break down in a game, Josh could just
run right over you?
Or jump over guy.
Yeah.
And but, that's what irritated Mike Martz so much is when we brought up the Josh Allen comp when we were talking about the same conversation with Justin Fields.
With Fields.
Yeah. He's like, whoa now.
Whoa,
Josh,
whoa, whoa, whoa,
yeah.
Whoa, 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 whoa. That's what the whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa
was
whoa,
from.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Because he said that Josh Allen sees it. He's a good anticipatory passer. It's just a matter, you know, it was that. Caleb is a better anticipatory passer than Justin.
I don't think
he
that's
looked
the bar
better at that last week, though.
We want to be setting.
Well, I know, but like the dream of somebody being Josh Allen, it comes down to whether they're smart and can be taught.
I think that's a very key component to this. Like, are you willing to look at your deficiencies and do whatever it takes to get to the place where they are no longer your deficiencies? And I think Josh Allen has done that, and he continues to evolve, like as a quarterback. And again, it's only 24 games. Right.
So that right. It's a human level that we're asking and hoping for Caleb to learn and evolve.
And it seems like he's in a good place as far as teachers go now, as compared to what he had before. And there's a level of accountability that I think he has now that he didn't have before. So if you're looking for hope, and the Bears are 4-3.
Yeah. But the Caleb thing, if you're looking for hope, it's that he's trying. Is that he's trying to learn and trying to evolve.
Yep.
And by all accounts of people we've talked to and what we see, he is trying. After all, the car is there a little bit later in the parking lot.
Now you're just messing with me. When we come back, by the way, there is going to be more football talk on this show. Matt Forte is going to join us at 3. Matt Bowen is going to join us at 4. But when we come back, how late did you stay up last night? We need to discuss that. And we need to discuss what I think is already a pretty epic World Series. That's next here on the
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Score.
In terms of innings, tied for the longest World Series game ever. Full count on Freeman. Little delivers. Freeman. It's one high in the air. Straight away center field. Marshall at the wall. Gone! Freddie Freeman, Mr. World Series, ends the marathon at midnight.
Our buddy Steven Nelson on the call on 590 AM out there in L.A. He's had quite the postseason to make calls.
Man.
The crazy Ohtani game and this crazy Ohtani game.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously. Nine times.
Nine.
Came to the plate nine times. He reached base. That thing was unbelievable.
Epic.
Six outs on the bases. You know, like all those different plays and different varieties of it. 2-0 against Scherzer. He's down. And then they come back behind the Kirk home run. They're up 4-2. Then it's 4-4, then 5-4, then 5-5. And then we go all the way to the 18th. Just unbelievable.
You know it's something when you're like, hey, look, it's old man Kershaw.
Dude. He's
coming out of the bullpen.
To get out of a bases-loaded jam, he threw one-third of an inning. That's one of the moments that got me, seeing 89-year-old Sandy Koufax standing up and applauding Clayton Kershaw, who's really just a mop-up guy on this roster.
Yeah, but those were an important out to get last night. And you're saying, hey, who do I have down there that I know isn't going to necessarily buckle under this pressure?
Dude, I thought of you because Johnny Allstaff was
pitching last night.
Yoshinobu Yamamoto coming off two straight complete games on 2 days rest.
It's a side day.
Volunteered in the 17th and said, I'll go. And went out to the bullpen and warmed up. And after the game, Ohtani and Roki Sasaki ran out to meet Yamamoto as he was coming in from the bullpen so they could have a group hug out there. But after Freeman was celebrating, all of his teammates went over and circled Will Klein. And this is, I love baseball, man. You can be irrelevant for 4.5 months and then be the guy. He had been traded twice during the year.
Yep.
Threw 15 and a third innings total during the year. Wasn't on their roster in the first three rounds of the playoffs. Only there because Alex Vesia has a personal issue. And then last night he gives him four shutout innings.
Can you give us four in the biggest moment of your life?
He's like, yeah.
Sure.
He said after every inning he'd go into the dugout, sit down. They'd be like, you got another? He's like, yeah, whatever you need. Whatever you need. I got it. He threw 30 innings. That's the most he's ever thrown in a big league outing. He threw 72 last night. 30 pitches, excuse me. So after the game, all of the teammates mobbed him in the on-deck circle and celebrated with him. And here's 25-year-old Will Klein talking about that moment.
Oh, that was so cool. I never, you know, dreamed that anything like this would happen. And so just, you know, having the guys like Kersh, Freddie, Shohei, Mookie, like all those guys, like, you know, kind of celebrating me for a second there was just insane. I don't think I could have, you know, dreamt a dream that good. So that was crazy.
I mean, it's so beautiful. That's like exactly what you want out of sports. At least I do. Anyway, a story out of nowhere in a moment like that. It was great stuff.
I want all of that. Like everything that we saw, it's watching greatness in what the Dodgers have. It's watching resilience in what the Blue Jays have. It's watching great defense. And we saw that on display. We saw managers making choices.
Oh, man, tough choice. John Schneider pinch running for Alejandro Kirk, man. You cannot end that game without that guy in the lineup. That lineup, because of all the defensive replacements and pinch runs, had so many holes in it in the last seven innings of that game.
And in a case old school where before we had the Manfred man, where you might think about, well, we'll pinch run a pitcher. You can't do that in a game like this because the pitcher might have to pitch.
Yeah, you might need him because he used everybody.
Yeah, you might have to send someone down there to go start throwing.
Yeah. I mean, just it's so you think already 3 games in we're talking about a classic of a World Series.
I think it's already a classic. I feel like the Dodgers are going to win, and they might win it in five. And I don't think that even if they do, Toronto should hang their heads. I think they have already been a representative opponent in this World Series so far.
Yeah, they really have. Because the way they had the best batting average of any team in baseball during the course of the year and have far and away the best batting average of any team in the postseason. So they counter the arsenal of the Dodgers, and they make the at-bats a freaking living hell. They got through Snell in the first game. That's why Yamamoto, being the marvel that he was in Game 2, is unbelievable. And then last night, the Blue Jays just kept scratching and clawing, but then Bichette had to leave the game again.
Yep.
And Springer got hurt. That's a big deal, man.
These are the reasons why you're like, it's hard for me to find a way out of this for Toronto. And you wonder if one game in LA will be enough.
At least we get it back there and you got a shot. So, yeah, I mean, just get one at this point. Fight to get one and get it back. What's the moment you saw in the locker room after the game with Ohtani in the background? Someone was asking Dave Roberts.
No, I saw that moment. I saw the moment where they asked him on the field about how long the game was, and Shohei was like, yeah, I'd like to just go to sleep.
Yeah.
Because I got a pitch tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I'd like to go to sleep as soon as possible. Stop asking me dumbass questions.
Ohtani saw in the locker room, they were asking Dave Roberts, hey, your pitcher got on base 9 times. Are you worried about him? And Ohtani was in the background.
Oh, he's in the background of the video, and he's doing his wind-up mechanic. Like, I'm ready to go. Like he's a 10-year-old, you know?
he's giving him the Ken Griffey. This guy's ready.
He's just ready
this
to
guy,
go.
This guy on the shoe,
and then maybe
he's ready.
Maybe the best moment post-game was when Mookie Betts was asked what he'd be thinking about late at night.
When you put your head on the pillow tonight, what will you think about? When you go to bed tonight, put your head on the pillow tonight, what will you think about Shohei? Will you think about Freddie? What jumps out at you?
I'm probably not going to think about another man while I'm in bed.
Fair enough.
Hey, yo!
Thanks for asking, but I'm probably not going to think about those guys.
About my beautiful wife who's right here
next to me. Maybe some other stuff.
Yeah. By the way, Mookie won the Clemente Award, so he's got the infinity gauntlet of baseball awards now. He's got them all. He doesn't need any more. He's got every single one of them.
Got MVP?
Yeah. Yeah, he's got that. He's got Silver Slugger. He's got World Series.
He might win a gold glove at shortstop.
Yeah. He's got all the things. It's pretty crazy.
And then they walked Ohtani 5 times so they could face Mookie.
4.
Okay. The fifth time is so they could also face Freddie.
Would you ever win a crosstown cup?
You know what? That's a good point.
How about a Marconi? Do you have a Marconi? Or a Lissigor? Mookie doesn't have a Lissigor.
He might.
If you give him one of yours. You can spare one.
I'd happily make an exchange.
He doesn't have a pitch and hit club Harry Carey award.
He doesn't need all those World Series rings.
No.
Send one of them over here.
That's right. Trade you for a Lissigor and a pitch and hit club.
And my guy Steven Nelson's going to get another one. Man.
What are their – they get real rings?
Yeah. Grody has one.
Grody's is a – it's a very nice ring, but it's not quite the player's – version.
I'm not asking.
Are you
for
talking
the
down on Grody's ring?
I'm not asking for the player's version of a ring. I'll take the one that Grody has.
Yeah, so would I.
Yeah, I thought you might say that.
Yeah,
considering
right. That's fine.
Let's talk with Matt Forte about what the Bears did and didn't do on Sunday. We'll do that next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.